Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The work is finally complete. Now it's time for inspection. We read, quote, "Thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses." Exodus 39, verses 32 and 33. One more time, the complete list is checked. Yes, everything is there, done to the best of their God-given ability. Quote, "Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed, they had done it. As the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them." Verse 43. "As, and so, as the Lord commanded, so they had done it." Oh, the joy of a job well done. It was no light thing to receive the blessing of Moses, the man of God. But it wasn't his standard they had to meet. It was the Lord's. This is certainly a bright chapter in the history of this nation. Forget for a moment all the grumbling and unbelief that so quickly rose to the surface. I'm reminded of the encouragement, quote, "Remember those who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct." Hebrews 13, verse 7. We all have foibles and failures, but don't follow those. In the measure in which those ahead of us have been faithful, follow that faith. It will lead you to the same outcome. What outcome? I know the answer, because I read the next verse. Quote, "Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever." Verse 8. Our guides may have wobbled a bit, but if their target in life remained Christ, we may follow their faith. Through this story, we're being encouraged to realize that, like them, we have a work to do, a limited time to do it, and an inspection day coming. Quote, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." 2 Corinthians 5:10. Let's follow faithfully.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.